United States. Women's rights. March nemesis. Donald Trump may unwittingly be a revitalizing force for American feminism.
Of all the things uttered by Donald Trump during the election campaign, none seemed to threaten his chances of victory more than his admission on tape that he had grabbed women by the pussy without their consent. Yet Republicans and voters eventually looked past his attitude towards women. Many Americans, however, remain worried that a Trump presidency heralds a new age of sexism and misogyny. In the days after the election, donations to women's non-profit groups surged. So did demand for contraception, as women worried that access to birth control would be curtailed. On January 21st, the day after the inauguration, some 200,000 American men and women are expected to turn up at a march in Washington to protest against regressive policies and demand equal treatment for women and a lot more besides. The march grew from two unrelated Facebook posts into the Women's March on Washington, which promises to be the biggest single anti-Trump demonstration yet. It has also spawned sister marches in New York, San Francisco, London, and dozens of other cities. But arranging it has proved thorny. It was originally called the Million Women March, until organizers were admonished for appropriating the name of the 1997 Million Woman March, which focused on African American women.